What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Disney News Weekly. In this episode, we'll be talking about the Prince Charming movie, Jungle Cruise casting announcements, and a Pixar peer preview. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Whoa. Keaton, what's wrong?
I'm really upset.
We had a bit of the giggle fits before the camera started rolling.
Oh my, I have tears, just tears coming
down.
Guys,
we're really funny. You have to believe us.
We're having a really good time.
We're exhausted.
Here on Disney News Weekly.
What's up?
Here we are talking about Disney News Weekly.
So much.
My name's Sarah. You can follow The Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network.
Very smooth.
We've been gone for a while, so exciting to be back.
Yep.
How's everyone doing?
Tired. We've been all over the place.
Yeah, people.
If you guys have been keeping up, Sarah and I have been to Japan, to San Francisco. We've been all over the place.
I went to Seattle.
You went to Seattle? That's right. I went to San Francisco twice.
I didn't go anywhere.
She's been here.
I've been in LA. So
you were holding down the fort. Mm-hmm.
I had to, I had to hold down the fort, make sure Disney News Weekly, just keeps grounded.
Stay grounded.
Yeah, we gotta
stay connected,
grounded, guys.
Ear to the ground.
Gotta stay grounded.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
I'm Leo, by the way.
We don't do that anymore, remember?
I know, but I'm just saying hi to I'm just saying hi, I'm Leo.
Okay.
I'm Keaton.
I'm Sarah. You can call me Suze.
Oh my God! Not the Suze.
Suze.
Suze. Her nickname is Suze.
My nickname is Suze.
S O O Z.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's a really long story.
It's okay. A college thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hear it someday.
You will. We got some news.
We have some news, and then at the end of the show, we have some cool personal stuff that we can share.
Yeah. Well, some of it'll be in here, but yeah.
Some of it's in here. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Just my thing. But anyway, what?
My things don't matter.
Well, FanFest is on this. And
that's
I
what I
meant.
FanFest.
Oh, I'm
Incredibles
very
too.
Excited to find out. It'll I haven't seen great. These guys in like 2 weeks, so.
I know.
So.
It's good to see you.
This is like our catch-up time.
Your hair is still the same color? Good to know.
It kind of has faded.
It's faded.
A little
it's a little
bit.
Blonder.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also, good to see the chat. What's up, everybody? Issa Wassum in the chat. Natasha Reddy. Sky Patterson. We got Super Iron Halo. The usual suspects. Jody Petrella in here. Justin Essery, you guys, thanks for being the regs. Thanks for coming back, as always. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you so much.
Yeah.
See what happens when you type in the chat? I call you out. That's what's up.
All
right, we got news.
First on the docket, thanks to our buddy Skylar at Disney Film Facts, we have an update.
Consummate shout out to him.
On the story details for, none of you probably remember this, none of you probably, I didn't remember it either. The Prince Charming movie that Disney's making.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I tattooed it on me because I'm so excited about it.
I remembered it.
So. A little over a year ago, they announced that there was going to be a movie about Prince Charming from Cinderella.
The origin story we've all been waiting for.
So here are the story details.
It's the story of his name.
The film will follow Prince Charming's twin brother.
Oh.
Who must take over his brother's identity and team up with Snow White to save Princess Rosebud and his own kingdom from the evil
Wait,
king.
Time out. I've
this
seen this.
Sounds
before.
Like Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time, yeah. Like,
are they just truncating it and making it a
thing? They're like giving.
Take season one.
Yeah,
make a movie.
They're like, let's really make Prince Charming in Once Upon a Time a real deep character, and then they did it, and nobody really jumped on it. So they're like, we're gonna make a movie now.
This character hasn't had a first name for 70 years. I'm not gonna start caring right now. I'm sorry.
The film is supposed to have the same tone as the Pirates movies.
Oh, that, well,
wow.
Which one?
No word yet if it's going to be connected to Rose Red, because there's Rose Bud, but I don't think they're going to be the same
Rose.
Person. Rose.
All day. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. It sounds exactly like Once Upon a Time.
What do you think his name should be? What's his name in Once Upon a Time?
Philip.
No,
David.
David.
David is his name in the show, right?
Yeah. Well, David is his name. Isn't David his name in Storybrooke? Not his name. Like, he's Charming in Once Upon a Time.
But is Charming his, like,
charming.
Last name? Like, Sterling?
No, I think he's just Charming.
No, they have names because there's a twin and they differentiate from each other. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
And then one dies and the other one's like, I'll replace him.
He's Prince James.
James.
No, his brother is Prince James.
His brother and his brother
James
was a
and
jerk.
Dave. Jay and Dave.
His brother was a straight up
Jimbo
jerk.
And
I think
Davey.
It's James and David.
Okay.
But his Storybrooke counterpart is David Nolan.
Oh.
And his name is Prince David.
Way to make those memorable names.
Really basic.
Give a bland character a bland name. That's what you should do, right?
I mean,
and then it's like, what's Hook's name? Killian! It's
like, I got to meet Josh Dallas and interview him at Comic-Con, I guess the last 2 years, or just last year, 2 years ago, I don't know. Anyways, he is the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I love him. He's
but his
so
alter ego,
sweet.
David Nolan, sounds
boring,
like a...
Boring,
sounds
basic.
Like, sounds like the author of like some boring novel, like romance novels. from David Nolan, who brought you Romancing the Pond. It's like, what?
So it's weird because, wait, it says that he goes on an adventure with...
His brother.
To team up with Snow White. Is it not Cinderella's Prince Charming? Because the name of the prince in Snow White is not Prince Charming.
It's the prince.
It's the prince. Prince Charming is specifically Cinderella. But...
Are they going to be interacting, like, fairy tale worlds?
Well, it's brothers, so maybe one of them is Snow's prince and one of them is
Guys,
Cinderella's
we just...
What about Rosebud? Poor Rosebud.
We're reaching post-production on Cinderella, and I just realized that the prince still doesn't have a name. Should we just call him the prince? I'm like, no, that's Snow White's prince name. How about Prince Charming? Nailed it. Put it in the film. Put it in the credits. We're not going to say it during the movie.
Because Snow White's prince is far from charming. Not charming
nah, he's
at
just
all.
A dude.
He's the worst.
He's just some guy.
What is Aurora? Aurora's prince is Philip, right?
Yes.
And then Eric.
Yeah, Philip was when we finally started putting personalities mm-hmm. on
the princes. We gave men names.
Yeah. And then Eric, and then it's gonna oh,
Adam.
Adam.
Oh, Adam.
Another prince with no name.
Yeah, prince with no name.
Another prince with no name, and then
Been
Naveen.
Through the woods with a prince with no name.
Sarah is on it tonight. Oh my God! Don't make me cry again.
How can you go so long?
Yes.
How can you come up with so many movies and never give the characters name? Like, Disney, the masters of storytelling, just never bothered to name a single male
You
character.
Know what? That was their kind of, like, little stick it to the man,
I
like,
guess
feminism
so.
Movement.
I guess
They're
so.
Like, we're not even going to give the prince who
Which
saved the princess a name.
It's interesting because all the animators were male.
I know. Well, maybe that
so
was
they were
just a
progressive.
Little, you
know. No, they didn't
know
how to draw men in the early ones, and so they were like, let's just not give them names because we don't even want people to look at them.
How do you not know how to draw?
They didn't know how to draw humans very well, so they put all their effort into the women, Snow White
So
and
they
stuff.
Decided, yeah, okay, all right.
Until Philip, who has a name, Adam is the Beast. The Beast is his name. Even when he was a kid at 11, they were like, I'll name him Prince
hey, Beast.
Beast.
Beast, come here. Come get your mac and cheese.
I like your disembodied.
What's that?
Your hand.
Oh, just my hand? Just chilling.
Yeah, Leo loves putting his hand in my shot. Anyway.
What's Prince Charming?
Prince cool. Charming.
Sorry, that was
when
like
is it supposed to come out
the
when?
The longest bit.
Who knows? I don't know. Not a long time.
Who's
going to
be
time.
Prince Charming?
I can't
Leo
wait.
Leo Camacho.
Oh, hi.
I know, right?
Hello? they would never hire me. I'm not bland enough. Hey, I'm giving myself too much credit.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me
no,
like I was
like, you
basic
looked at me like you were mad,
I
like,
bland.
No, you are boring. I can't wait for the trailer for that to drop so that the entire internet can be like, what?
It's Once Upon a Time.
What is this? Why did they make this?
Who dis?
They're going to have to make it like the fairy tale movie, and Prince Charming will have to be the main character, which makes a little bit more sense. But that's how they're going to have to market it. Mark my words. It's going to be like Prince in a world where Prince Charming and Snow White team up to fight. And it's going to, the trailer's going to have like a crazy, it's going to allude to an action sequence with like a dragon or something like that.
This
you know?
Is the thing. Nobody feels bad for Prince Charming.
No.
Nobody.
But that's why he's like, listen,
nobody
he's like,
has empathy for him.
He's like the Guardians of the Galaxy of the Disney princess movies, right?
Who?
Like, nope. Prince Charming. He's like a character that exists but like nobody cares about, and then they're going to retool him and reboot him and look, then make him an exciting character so that boys can be into Disney movies.
This
again.
Is what you need to do. You need to cast Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt as the brothers prince and let them just have their own little fun little
romp in the forest
yeah. and put them in fun
buddy
costumes.
Prince comedy.
Yeah, that would be the best way to do this.
Okay. I believe you.
Sorry.
No, I'm on board. I would watch that movie 100%.
Right? Hilarious.
We got other news other than Prince Charming?
What else? Yeah, come on, Sarah.
You guys want to know about the Jungle Cruise movie?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I
want to know about the Rock movie.
Paul Giamatti's going to be in it. I heard that.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, look at him.
Paul Giamatti?
There he is.
You know, he even made Big Liar good.
He made The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Do you want to hear so who good. He's going to play?
Yeah, definitely.
Who dat?
A crusty harbor master.
Prince Charming?
No.
A crusty harbor.
Trader Sam, no. Oh. Are they going to have Trader Sam in this
movie? A crusty harbor master. Okay, crusty. So here's the scene. Here's the scene. The Rock walks in. They're like, you must embark into the river adventure, whatever. And he's like, where do I go? And then they send him, they're like, he ends up in this shack, right? He pulls up. It's like this busted old shack. There's like an old man sleeping on the porch.
And it's there's Paul
like,
Giamatti.
Weird, no. Nope. Paul Giamatti, he walks in and he's like, hey, do you know where I can find Krusty? And the guy just like sleeps. He doesn't respond. The hat's over his face. There's like flies buzzing around. He opens the screen door that's like barely
it's like
on its hinges.
Scene in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was like, you mean Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. This is Jungle Cruise. It's different.
Sorry, Prince Charming. What?
It's a couple years later, and then he walks in, and there's nobody there. It's all like rusty, but it looks like the line, like the queue of the Jungle Cruise. Like there's bamboo stuff. There's right. like a half finished. That's where you're gonna get the cameo of the half played game that's made from spare parts. You know, like the chess game. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he's gonna walk in and be like, whoa, hey, what are you doing here? He's like, you scared me. And you're gonna get like the crust. That's his introduction.
Now I don't have to go see the movie. Sarah.
Yeah, and he's gonna be like, there's a map, and he's gonna unroll the map.
I just gave you the Jungle Cruise.
You want me to just like we'll do a special episode?
Yeah,
of
just
Disney
just
News
do
Weekly.
An interpretive Jungle Cruise for us.
I hope Trader Sam's in this.
They have to. Put He'll Trader be Sam's in there.
Who plays Trader Sam? You know,
Kevin Hart.
What's the director of Thor?
Taika Waititi.
What's up, guys? I've got a couple heads here.
Oh my gosh.
Two of my heads for just one of
two
yours.
Two of my heads for one of yours. You want to trade? All right, man. It's good to see you.
Can Taika Waititi just be can you be my in wife, every my, live action Disney movie?
My wife makes a great soup. I'm sure going to miss it.
Get it? Because I'm a cannibal.
Okay.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, so that's happening.
Oh, good lord.
don't do these close zooms on me when I don't have makeup on. It's not a good look. That's all I'm saying. Definitely don't zoom in on this.
You should direct Jungle Cruise.
Wait. Skylar says, he is Sarah. Trader Sam is in the movie. I was like, Taika Waititi is playing Trader Sam.
That was my very fun.
All right. That was fun.
That was fun. Thanks for coming with me on that cruise.
Thanks for taking us on it, Leo.
Hey, guys.
You know,
what's up, man?
Can you just be a skipper and just, but do that accent? And
the whole time? Just like super deadpan?
Yeah.
There's a couple hippos over there.
Remember when this movie was supposed to be Tom Hanks and Tim Allen?
And that's a time long. You mean Toy Story the Cruise?
Yeah, Toy Story the Cruise.
Toy Cruise.
These two. They're killing it tonight, you guys.
God, I'm fired. Couple goals.
We've been traveling for too long.
We're too plugged into each other.
I feel like I need to sit in the middle of them. It's stressing me out.
Anyway.
What's next?
What else we got?
They recast the Prince in Maleficent for the sequel.
Oh.
It's not your boy Brendan Thwaites anymore.
Paul Giamatti?
It's Paul Giamatti. No, it's this guy. His name is Harris Dickinson.
He looks like the lead singer of Muse.
He looks like the cartoon. He literally just looks like the straight up cartoon Prince.
So wait, Brenton,
real life version of the Prince.
Brenton Thwaites was supposed to be this character.
He was in the first Maleficent.
That was him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Brenton crushing
with his Harry Styles hair.
No, but he's Robin now, so he can't afford. He was in the new Pirates movie.
Oh,
he's the new Robin.
Oh,
yeah. He's a buddy of mine.
You know your boy Joaquin Ronning is directing it?
Oh, he's so hot.
Who?
Sorry, not... Brenton? I'm talking about Brenton.
No, he is a good-looking boy.
You know, he has a kid.
I know he has a kid. We had this discussion because when
Robin,
I first discovered...
There he's Robin. Wait, who's my boy?
Joaquin Ronning, the director of Pirates 5.
Oh, yeah, we can never pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Icelandic.
He's so pretty.
He was a nice guy. We say he's my boy because during the rap party, I asked for an interview boldly and shamelessly, and he agreed, even though you can tell he did not want to.
He was like, I'm at an after party, bro. I was like, just do it.
But to be fair, when I was on set, he was so like open because it was like his, you know, first huge production. And then by the end of it, you can tell he was just like, he's been around the block.
He should have been like, hey, Brent and Buddy, want to come on Disney News Weekly?
Brenton, I love you, but I'm going to ask Caius Godelario first and see what she thinks. And if it doesn't work out with her and her, then I'll ask Javier Bardem.
You mean the girl that played opposite him?
Yes, yeah.
She was great, too.
She was awesome.
Look at this guy's blue eyes.
She's coming out again. She's going to be in the new Maze Runner movie.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway.
There's a fourth?
Yeah, they're finishing up the series. It's interesting because the author got in a ton of trouble for being like...
Yeah, there's a fourth. Why don't you read a book?
Yeah, why don't you read a book?
My God.
Huh? Sometimes.
I only read movies.
Well, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's okay. Yeah, they're finishing off the series in movie form, but the book forms were getting slammed because the author apparently is a piece of human garbage and he did some stuff that was super shady. I don't know. This is what I've heard. But no, this is the last one. This will end the series. There you go.
Oh my God.
But it's Kaya and she's pirates related, so
Skylar's making me go crazy in the chat.
What's he saying?
I can't talk about it. Anyway.
What else we got, Sarah?
What else we got? Well,
I don't think it's because he's filming Super Iron Halo.
No, it's because he might be filming something else.
Also, like, it's kind of unnecessary for him to continue that character. You know, he didn't really make an impression.
Small, yeah. I don't know. And he's much older than Elle Fanning, isn't he?
I don't know. No, he's a young guy. He's like in his
20s. He's a child.
He got cast as a teenager, for God's sakes. You know, he's Robin. Yeah.
He looks like a teen. That's why when I found out he had a kid, I was like,
I did find it strange because he's so tall. So I wonder, what's his name? Ryan Hiro Hamada. What's his face?
Ryan Potter.
He's not that tall, so it's going to be a pretty big, but he's Beast Boy, so size differential. All the Disney kids getting pulled into the DC universe. Look at that.
Blasphemy.
All right, next. Moving on.
What's next? Last weekend was Disney Channel Fan Fest at Disneyland.
Oh, I think there was somebody that went to that.
I went to that.
Hey!
And you met David Tennant!
I met all of them. Jealous. Good goods. Look, there he is.
You got that choo-choo.
Oh, my God. Look how cute he is.
You got all them Duckbergs.
Ooh! I'm bummed Beck Bennett wasn't there.
Yeah.
Beck Bennett seems like a really nice, normal man. He seems like you hang out with him and he asks you things that you would expect, like, so... How you like in L.A.? great weather, right? Like, that's the kind of stuff you would have to
tell us everything, Sarah. Leo, I just was wondering, because I was following both your stories that day.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, I was in Compton.
No, I know you were. I know you were. And I was, like, following that, and I was, like, showing it to Del, and I was, like... And then all of a sudden, the David Tennant, because I saw a couple of the other people, and then I was, like, David Tennant, and I was, like... I wonder how Leo feels about the fact that Sarah is at this event and he's at that event and Sarah just met Doctor Who.
I was thinking about this and I'm extremely jealous that she met Doctor Who, the 10th Doctor, Scrooge McDuck, the
doctor.
Bad guy from Jessica.
The best Doctor.
Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. The best Doctor.
Barty Crouch Jr.
Fright Night remake, Bamboozler. I love David Tennant a lot. He's one of my favorite actors. I was extremely jealous that you were there with him. But in my heart, I was able to compensate it because I was working with inner city kids and literacy, and it made me feel good to give back to the community, and that was the only way that I could ever compensate for not meeting David Tennant. It literally takes the most extreme act of good for me to not be deathly jealous of.
So this event was a promotion that Disney Channel was doing at Disneyland to promote their summer programming, all the shows and movies that are going to be playing on Disney Channel this summer, which include shows like DuckTales, Andy Mack, Raven's Home, Stuck in the Middle, DCOMs like Zombies and Freaky Friday.
Oh yeah, so, you met Raven.
I did meet Raven.
Was she that
love
so?
Love Raven.
She was so that Raven.
She was so that.
So it was cool because... this was an open event, like people could go to, it was like a mini convention in the park. Like they had panels going on all over the place at different times and signings. And so if you were just at Disneyland, you could just go.
You could just meet David Tennant if you were at Disneyland?
Yeah.
And you knew where was it physically?
They did like the DuckTales live reading at Stage 17, where like the Frozen mm-hmm. thing used to be.
But if you didn't know, then you wouldn't really like.
No, that's why I'm encouraging everybody. You need to follow like Disneyland and like Disney Parks and Disney AP on Twitter, because they had been tweeting about this for weeks before.
And D23.
Yes.
It's like all of these organizations, a lot of people don't realize that all of these organizations are constantly putting on events that just about anybody can attend. Sometimes they're a little bit more exclusive than others, but that's pretty rare. But things like Kilgrave, thank you, someone in the chat was correcting me. Events like what Sarah went to, and things for like the Disney Afternoon, the one that we went to. If you were a D23 member, you could have attended.
Yeah.
And it's very low lift, low maintenance. So we highly encourage you guys to sign up and be more involved in that, especially if you're a hardcore Disney fan, because it'll pay for itself. You're going to get insights, all sorts of things. Like we deliver the news, but you could literally be part of the news if you are part of these. It's one step away.
I was technically there as press. That's just what the badge they gave me was. But I wasn't really doing any press work. I was just there having a blast. So they gave us this like fancy breakfast. Ooh. And I was just like in the room having breakfast with all these people.
It's wild. What did David Tennant eat for breakfast?
Yeah. He didn't eat anything.
Oh.
I know,
that's
because
how he stays so skinny.
He was like behind us at a table, all the DuckTales people, and we were like,
haggis.
Should we go over there? Should we go over and ask for a photo right now? And I was like, are they eating? I don't want to interrupt them if they're eating, but they weren't eating.
Did you?
Yeah, but by the time we finally did it, they were like, oh, like we have to go do our press line. And I was like,
Wah! I couldn't handle being in the same room with Dan. He's like one of the celebrities that puts me on tilt. You know, like I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm going
to
post a vlog about it, because I just like am sitting at the table, like selfie filming myself and then like zooming in on David Tennant behind
subtly
me.
Subtly moving the camera.
yeah, so it was a cool day. They did a little parade where like they each had their own car for their show, and they like did a little cavalcade. Mm.
That's cute.
It was cool, yeah. I didn't go to any of the panels, because I don't watch Andy Mack, sorry everybody, but they had like an Andy Mack panel and a Stuck in the Middle panel, but I went to the DuckTales live read where they just read a script.
Yeah.
Like
oh
a table
my god,
read.
David How Tennant's Glomgold.
Yeah, they were all playing a few parts, because like Glomgold was in it and like a few of the Beagles were in it, and so people were doing double characters, so David Tennant was doing Scrooge and Glomgold, which was really funny.
So funny. He went super Scottish for Glomgold. More Scottish than he does for Scrooge.
Yeah. Really?
It was so funny.
And he's just so talented that he makes being silly seem good. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I can't even. That guy's joking, and he's better than me when I try. He's David Tennant, dude. That guy's like an actor's actor.
Mm-hmm. He's like literally good. Shakespearean theater.
I just love how giddy he looks in this picture. If you could zoom in on David Tennant's face in this picture next to Mickey Mouse, he is so happy.
Jean Ralphio?
I was about to call him out. John Ralphio is my
dude,
boy.
Dude, yeah, no, he was the one I was, like, second most excited to meet, because I was
He's
like...
He's awesome, dude. I love him.
My sister's the one. Love John Ralphio.
John Ralphio is...
Also, Bobby Moynihan's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah. We became disenchanted with him after the Muppets, the live Muppets.
Oh, yeah,
the
I wanted to be like, I saw you at the Muppets. Well, it's always hard to be the human host with the Muppets.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to see you.
Yeah.
They just want to see Muppets.
What are you going to do?
That's the truth.
What's next?
By the way, I just want to clarify that, because it's worth promoting, it was a good cause. The thing that I was at was a Marvel event, actually. Marvel has a program going on. So she was at FanFest, and I was working on something called Little Free Marvel. So Little Marvel Library. There's a program in the United States called Little Free Library. You might have seen these when you're driving around residential areas. There's these little houses in front of houses with glass doors, and you can put books in there, and people can take and leave books as they will. It's kind of like a Netflix for books in the neighborhoods, and it encourages kids to read. People donate books all the time. If you have books that you don't want, you should drop these off, because it's a really great program. Marvel got involved with them, and they started Little Marvel Libraries, and they sent me a ton of Marvel comics and graphic novels and coloring books and all these sorts of things. And then I just drove around different cities, different neighborhoods in Burbank, and I dropped some off at the different libraries. And then at the end of the day, I went to the grand opening of the main one that Marvel installed in the Slauson Recreational Center in the dead center of Compton. I would like to point out that I was the only person that ended up going to the final event, because Compton is a rough town. And when you're there, you realize just like the struggle that these kids have to go through even just to get to school. Like, let's not even talk about the educational system. That you can go on and on about forever. Just getting to school, it's a rough neighborhood. So the fact that these kids were there on a Saturday and with their families and participating, Marvel built a little mini library and donated. Captain America showed up. It was really awesome. So the reason I say all this is because I encourage everyone to donate your books, get kids reading, give to your local free little library and help the cause.
That's all.
That's all. I just wanted to contribute to.
That's a great to reason the, not to the to voice. Go, not to go.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day,
no, seriously.
Yeah.
A way less important PSA is that DuckTales on Disney Channel is so good.
Oh my god, I love it.
We had watched a few episodes when it first came out.
We watched like the first episode, basically.
We watched the movie one, and then the first episode, and then after this, I was like, "Oh man, I'm really like embarrassed that I'm meeting them, and like I really haven't watched a lot of DuckTales." So we've been watching it, and we just are like loving life. It's so good.
It's so well written, you guys. It's well written. It's well acted. All the voice actors, obviously. I mean, Jean Raphael, and it's just and it's so funny. It's so funny, and it's well animated. It's cool to look at.
Yeah, it's a cool
it's
style.
Reminiscent of the old DuckTales, but it has a completely new flair. But it pays homage while being fresh and new, and it's great. I love it. I highly recommend you
if
watch
you
it.
If you haven't seen the original, it's going to be like completely fresh.
Don't
to
watch
you.
The original. It's going to be
yeah,
dated.
Because like. There's a lot of things that are happening that Leo's like, oh, this guy's going to be this guy soon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know anything about that. I was watching Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I look at Sarah, I'm like, do you even DuckTale?
And
she goes, no, I Rescue Ranger.
Yeah, like I watched like so much Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
And I really didn't watch.
Also, Darkwing Duck is in the series.
Yeah.
And you know, he's my bizoy.
So it's new for me. Like I know the main characters, and like I famously at Disneyland was like, what about those weird dog guys?
Oh my god.
And Leo's like the Beagle Boys.
But it's like our favorite. So whenever they come on screen, like, I'm like, hey Sarah.
I love those weird dog guys.
Those weird dog guys.
So I mean it's fresh for me. So
and fun, right? You're enjoying it.
I love it.
Is there a place you can stream it or you have to have Disney
you
Channel?
It's on the Disney
to watch.
Yeah, we watch it on the app, but we have a cable login, so I think you might need a cable login.
I don't know.
My roommates, they don't want Disney Channel.
I mean, I get it.
Sad.
It's like a kid's channel.
There might be another way. Check it out.
There's always another way.
So the other thing that happened this week is that, you know, Pixar Pier is opening next month. And so Disney announced that they're going to be doing an advanced preview party for Pixar Pier on June 22nd. For the low price of $2.99.
Mm-hmm. What do you get for that?
To go into the park you already paid to go into?
Here are six
Rockin'
reasons.
Price.
Here are six reasons why you should do this, Disney says. Exclusive entry into Pixar Pier. After strolling down the red carpet, you'll be one of the first few to explore Pixar Pier beginning at 3 p.m. So it's like a 3 p.m. to closing exclusive party. So it'll be pretty, not
kind
of
like. The Halloween party.
Yeah, the Halloween party.
Disney After Dark, yeah.
Ride Pixar Pier attractions.
Not $2.99. $299.
$300. Be one of the first to experience the Incredicoaster, as well as newly rethemed Pixar Pal-Around, which is the name of the Ferris wheel now, and Midway Mania. Notice that they're only mentioning those three attractions. So it seems, just saying, it seems like Jessie's Carousel and the Inside Out attraction are not going to be ready for Pixar Pier's initial launch. Just so you know.
Okay.
Complimentary eats and treats. That's a big one because a lot of recent Disney events like Disneyland After Dark, food has not been free. So
That's a big departure,
one, actually.
Yeah.
Complimentary eats and treats. Taste your way through Pixar Pier with a sample of one item from each place. This includes Poultry Palace, Angry Dogs, Jack-Jacks, Cookie Num-Nums, Senior Buzzes, Churros, and Adorable Snowman Frosted Treats, which, by the way, Adorable Snowman is already open. If you're in the parks now, you can go to Adorable Snowman.
Yeah.
It's where the old soft serve place used to be. They have, like, a lemon thing and the regular original chocolate vanilla swirl.
Oh, also. We can finally answer the question why the churros are not from Coco.
Because they made the decision for Pixar Pier before Coco was even out.
Yeah.
That was the reason. We found out.
Like, it was, Coco was, like, the plans for this far
predated
Coco.
Yep, we did
so
find
we got
that
Spanish
out.
Buzz. We asked Pixar.
Cool, sure. We asked Pixar.
We went to Pixar. We demand to know.
Churro cart, Senior Buzz? We asked.
And they were like, oh, here you go.
All things Pixar. Enjoy Pixar-themed entertainment, character encounters, fun photo locations, and more. You will be the first to shop for Pixar-specific merchandise. Memories to take home. You'll receive unlimited PhotoPass downloads. Complimentary parking. So those are all the things you get if you pay.
You better get that for $300.
$300.
You better give me a free hot dog.
They give me a lot
to
of free
see
food.
Pixar Pier early.
I don't know.
You're gonna want to go
because
to
what if it's really busy?
What that day?
What if a lot of people?
Well, they won't sell enough.
Well, they cut. It's only a certain amount of tickets. Yeah. Okay.
Also, I don't think a lot of people.
I don't think it's going to sell
the general
out.
Public wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
This is like for extreme fans who want to have a quieter taste of things to come.
I have quieter taste, but I don't have
I don't
bigger
have,
pockets.
I don't have
no, thing. I mean, Catherine points out a good thing about the Churro Cart also is that they set up these neighborhoods. There's four neighborhoods of Pixar Pier. Mm-hmm. It's Incredibles, Toy Story, Inside Out, and Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Right?
Monsters, Inc.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, no, that's one. Inside Out, Monsters, Inc., Incredibles, and Toy Story.
Anyway, so Coco is not a neighborhood. You know what I mean? That's the other reason.
Yeah. But, you know, Pixar representation on that.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for figuring that out.
Yeah we've sort of asked about it.
And I really like your Coco shirt.
Thanks. I got this at Pixar.
It's also a Toy Story shirt.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's a... I see it. It is Sid. You both have hairs all, like... I feel like you've been traveling and pasta.
I'm excited to see Pixar Pier. Not excited enough to spend $300, but I am eager to go on the Incredicoaster.
I could not wait to go on the Incredicoaster.
And I don't even like going on Screamin'. I kind of have anxiety about going on it
again. Just you got to go on the refresh.
Yeah.
I love Screamin'. It was one of my favorite rides.
Imagine the price to see Star Wars Land early, says Maddie F. Yeah, I wonder if they'll do this. Oh, that's all this whole time.
Speaking of Star Wars, they announced today that the Star Wars Celebration will be in Chicago in 2019. So, you know, buy your tickets to Chicago. Get ready for a trip if you want to go to that fun.
Never making it easy.
No, I literally thought they were coming back to Anaheim this year. I was like, oh, yes, I think they're going to come back to Anaheim next time. Great, I can go. And then they put it in Chicago. It's fine. At least it's not in London like last time.
I'll allow it.
Well, no, were you just saying that you wish it were here again?
Yeah.
No, I was like nervous it was going to be here again.
Oh,
because I think I was telling you about this right before we went to Japan. I was like, everyone's nervous that if they do Star Wars Celebration the same summer that Galaxy's Edge opens, it would just like everything would explode. Like there would be no parking, like no hotel rooms, like no. Like, it would hit capacity every day at the parks. It would just be, like... But everyone was like, Disney's obviously going to do that because, like, why wouldn't they want Star Wars Celebration at the same time as Galaxy's Edge?
Right.
I don't know. I'm relieved.
They got to keep that Star Wars hype high, you know?
I'm so nervous about Star Wars Land, guys.
I think... I'm just worried it's gonna make Disneyland unbearable.
Someone at Pixar asked us, someone who works at Pixar was like, so when Galaxy's Edge opens, are you guys just not going to go to Disneyland for 5 years? We're like, we're real worried about it. We're real worried about it. It's going to change the experience for I mean, do they have a contingency plan? Like, what is the deal? Are we just going to have to struggle through hordes of people just plowing and cramming into the theme park?
I mean, I'm just trying... The closest thing to this happening, I think, is when Harry Potter... The magical world of Harry Potter.
But that died out pretty
quick. It did.
Yeah.
But
Disneyland is already
packed. And I feel like it's gotten so much more packed. Like, yeah, there's been Disney's this new resurgence of Disney, like a Disney park fandom.
You're welcome.
For an older generation that has come by back in like the last 4 or 5 years. Yes, these two.
I take the credit.
I helped. I'm helping.
But this is why I'm frustrated. This annoys me, but it makes me happy too, because this is why they're raising the ticket prices so much. This is, you know, like it's just becoming so crowded and they can't manage it. And
they're raising prices to keep people out.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it. And it's really sad for me for like young kids and families who now can't afford to go and have the experience that we were able to have when we were kids because they just can't afford it. Like, not let alone like traveling to Disneyland or California or Florida, but then the hotels on top of the food, on top of all of that. It's just, it makes me really sad.
Yeah, and if you want to experience Pixar Pier privately, your best bet is to wait for Star Wars Land.
Mm-hmm.
No one will be at DCA.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it seems like Monsters is not the fourth neighborhood. It's not explicit in any of the press, but it's like it seems like Mickey's Fun Wheel is the fourth neighborhood. It's like the pals section.
That's everyone else land.
Pixar pal around.
I'm help. Well, it'll be. I'm going to go to Disneyland on Sunday this weekend.
I think so. I might too.
Oh, well,
this Sunday.
Say hey.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't. We don't have the
going.
Gem thing. It got moved.
I know.
So maybe I'll go too. But I'm doing Ren Fair on Saturday. So if you guys are watching or listening, go to the Ren Fair this Saturday.
I've been there, done that.
I know you already went.
It was so much fun.
I know. It built up my hype. That's my. That's my galaxy.
Do you have an outfit?
Girl, you know how many cummerbund wearing pirates I've dressed as?
I understand that, but you gotta, this is a whole nother thing.
Are you combining all of them?
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm making a new pirate. Are you going cosplay?
It's gonna
or
be.
Going, what are you
it's
doing?
Gonna be like. It's gonna be like 70% Hook, 65% Hook, and then the difference is just gonna be split between random pirate stuff that I have.
You're gonna be so
no
hot
trench coat.
As in temperature.
No trench coat. Open chest, rolled up sleeves, no hook in my hand. Okay. Just like the red vest and the black shirt and the guy liner and the earring, and then everything else is kind of like.
It's so I fell in love with Ren Fair this year, and I can't wait to.
Last
go
year
back
was the last time I will ever do hook at the Ren Fair ever again.
Yeah, I went with somebody who had a leather jacket on when
sweat.
I went a couple weeks ago, and he was having a rough time.
Yeah, I'm excited though. So hopefully, I get to see some of you guys there. I love the Ren Fair. Sarah's not going with me; she's a normal person.
I'm going to a crawfish boil instead.
Oh, you're going to the crawfish boil? Or, as I called it, the whitest thing I have ever seen.
It was. Leo was like, this is some white people stuff.
I was like, everyone's wearing khaki shorts
everyone's
and loafers
wearing
and boiling.
And boiling
oh,
crawfish.
Dude, it was so funny.
Sarah, yeah. Can you just like take pictures for us? And
the thing is, a crawfish boil is inherently a not white
I
thing.
I know.
But
the way it was done, it was so funny.
Tony, what the fuck is that? It's when you just boil a
Read
bunch
a
of
book.
Crawfish. You have like a, it's like a barbecue, but like you're boiling crawfish.
Right.
And so it's like my family.
Southern thing.
But they bring like live, a bucket full of live crawfish to cook.
Do they all scream when you boil them?
Yeah, they do.
Oh my
okay,
God.
So they're not actually screaming.
They import them. It's the air exiting
their shells.
They import them from Louisiana.
Water, which is even worse, by the way.
They import them from Louisiana.
Yeah. But that's what makes it so funny. It's like a lot of people in the suburbs importing crawfish from Louisiana to have like
everyone picks one that doesn't get well it gets killed later probably and we race them.
You're not going to die. You're going to race for me.
and then I'm going to kill you.
And then I'll decide.
Oh my. If you prove yourself worthy enough.
Do all kinds of weird crawfish things.
Oh my gosh. Sunday, maybe Disneyland? You guys come say hi? Come say hi to
we'll
us?
Be at Disneyland. Yeah. I want to wear all my new stuff I got from Pixar.
That's right.
And Tokyo.
Ooh, girl.
We went to Pixar.
We went to. Are we there now? Are we that part of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
we got 5
to,
minutes.
We went to Pixar this weekend to celebrate.
Last weekend.
This past weekend, to celebrate Incredibles Day,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate Incredibles 2 at the actual Pixar campus.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was. I feel very honored to have been invited to that. Essentially, what they did was they decked out the Pixar campus Incredibles 2 themed, and they set up this day for us to do obstacle. We were divided up into teams.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does Pixar Campus have a pool?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That I was like.
They also have
a
beach volleyball court, sand beach volleyball court,
wow.
A basketball court,
fitness center,
no, it's
an
Disneyland.
Exterior amphitheater.
Okay.
It's freaking Pixar.
Calm
dude.
Down, Pixar.
It was
Stop
crazy.
Showing off.
And then we got to do a series of like challenges, obstacle courses, games. We got to see 30 minutes of the movie, which we can't talk about.
We also saw Bao.
We saw.
We can't talk.
We
about
saw Bao in its entirety, but we can't talk about that. Private screening.
No, I wasn't gonna say that.
I wanted to say it because it sounds cool. Yeah, we got a whole theater to ourselves. It was so awesome. We hung out with our friend Nick Patera, which some of you might know from YouTube. It was mm-hmm. great. Tracy Hines was there with
Tracy
us.
Tracy was there.
Brian Hull, the mighty Karis. Voice actor. Karis, yes, who just announced that she's having a baby. Good for her. The Disney fam is expanding even more.
My goodness.
So it was a really, really awesome day. A lot of family bloggers and Instagrammers and YouTubers were there as well. A lot of international YouTubers, which was really cool. It was a really fun day. And it was especially fun because my team won! We're the best!
Oh,
We're the best! And guess why we won? Because we got 100% on the trivia. We were the only team to get 100% on the trivia.
Leo, leave her alone.
We were the only team.
Leave her alone.
You know what? If we had won the first
trivia.
Thing, we would have gotten 10 points ahead, and then we would have been tied. I figured it out. I figured out the points.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
So it wasn't just because of the trivia.
No one likes.
We also won all of the physical challenges too.
No, you didn't. You lost the water one,
but not to you.
No, but my team won the water one. My team won the water one.
Well, you know, we wanted to give back to the community. It was a lot of fun. There was
Sarah
an answer ball.
Well,
one.
I met David Tennant.
That's true. So. She wins there. yeah, it was a cool win. But mostly it was just a fun day.
I made some stupid mistakes. I thought I was like,
it was just for fun.
One of the questions
we had kids riding tricycles. It wasn't
one
serious.
Of the questions was like, what year did Pixar Studios open?
Oh yeah, you blew that.
And I was
one
like,
big time.
Is it 1982? Is it 1986? Is it 1982? Or is it 1986? We went with 82.
We knew that their first animated film was in 1994, 1995. So yeah, but so we were like, well, 1991 is too soon for their first feature.
Yeah, it was definitely not the 90s. One of their first cartoons came out in 88.
Yeah, but 82 was like way too long. So we were like, all right, 86.
I know, 82 was too long.
But it was cool. By the way, if you guys want to see videos of that, we have vlogs from the day that we'll be uploading soon. But if you go to our Instagrams, mine is Mr. Leo Zombie, I actually made a highlight of it. So you can click on the highlight. It says Incredibles, and you can walk through all of the different footage that I uploaded. You can see the challenges. You can see me laughing in Sarah's face. It's really great. I had fun. It was cool. It was fun, right? Thanks.
If it was like us, like mano y mano, you versus Sarah
in trivia,
any type of trivia competition, she would kick your butt.
It depends.
I thought you were going to ask.
It depends.
Like,
if it's
no,
trivia,
no. I don't need to ask. That's a stupid question.
Because if
I don't
it's
like
trivia about Aladdin, I stand a chance.
It's true.
That's it.
But not if it's like about
extended,
the animators.
Extended
and stuff.
Trivia is where you shine. No, but you are the superior Disney fan. I don't.
Oh, don't zoom in on Sarah. She already asked you.
No, that's okay.
I don't claim to know more than Sarah. I know that next to Skylar, she is the top Disney info person.
Well, Skylar knows way more than I do about like stuff that's happening now.
He's industry guy. Yeah,
he's
knows.
In it.
I'm like in the content is where I know a lot of stuff, but Sarah still beats me there. Luckily, now my knowledge is relevant now that I know Marvel and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But I got lucky on that one. But United, we know quite a bit, and we have fun.
We know everything.
Yeah. And then, so that was cool. And then also, oh, by the way, guys, I do want to say Incredibles 2.
What is that face?
I'm like really disturbed by it next to you right now. I'm just like, don't even want to.
Delicious.
Stop biting your lip like that.
Please stop. I'm very uncomfortable.
So Leah. Good. Incredible.
It did look really good.
Yeah, it tasted good.
And then we watched Incredibles last night. We watched the first one and we were like, this this looks bad.
We forgot how bad it looked. The memory looked like Incredibles 2.
It didn't look bad all the time, but that one scene of Helen
some are
in the
seen.
Kitchen.
Some scenes
we were like, this looks unfinished.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fully rendered. Yeah, you can subscribe to our YouTube channels, by the way. Some people in the chat are talking about it.
I'll zoom in on Leo.
Mr. Leo Zombie.
Subscribe to Leo's, you can see a fun video we did a couple
Weeks. We talked about it on the show. Our Star Wars lightsaber choreography fight scene is on my YouTube channel. You guys should definitely go watch that right now. Give me some views.
Check it out.
Just go to YouTube, Mr. Leo Zombie, Mr. Leo Zombie. And check it out and tell us what you think. I also just recently uploaded the, Dreaming Up Parade
from
Tokyo. And Sarah uploaded the first vlog. I will be uploading more vlogs. There's so many videos, so much content that will be coming soon. So it's worth subscribing if you like just everything.
They've
Disney.
Been traveling for so much, but so now
much
they're
traveling.
Just going to like lock themselves
I did a vlog for FanFest. I did a vlog at Pixar.
Right.
I literally had at least five more videos.
Yeah,
Tokyo.
Yeah, I got way more Tokyo videos. We've got FanFest. Today I was at Industrial Light and Magic, Lucasfilm. And I did I got a private tour. If you go to my Instagram, I made highlights for that. So if you go to my profile page, click highlights, click ILM, and you'll see a tour. Industrial Light and Magic was created for Star Wars. They made the first Star Wars movie, stayed as a production company, and basically worked on every special effects movie ever since. All the Avengers movies they've worked on, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, E.T., Star Wars, Star Trek, every movie from like the 80s and 90s, every movie recent. Like, I have a picture next to the house from Lemony Snicket. I mean, insane, incredible stuff, guys. Go check that out as well. We've been on a tear traveling lately. So much stuff, so much content coming. And we appreciate all of you consuming it. Thanks for supporting us. Really, really do appreciate it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. You guys rock.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah. It was kind of a light news week. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it was.
Because everyone was busy doing marketing.
It's true.
Solo comes out next week.
Solo does come out.
I'm stoked for that, too.
Yeah, a lot of people saw it already, including Disney Film Facts.
Coming back, good reviews.
Great reviews coming back. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, no one should have been worried this whole time. Like, it's great.
Obviously.
Ron Howard handled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron Howard, please take over for Rian Johnson. Thanks.
I'd be fine with that.
I would honestly, agree. That's a great idea.
Leo. I like Howard Johnson.
Ron Howard Johnson.
I can't believe I just said that. Ron Howard. Hojo. I just said a hotel's.
I love hotel Howard chain. Johnson.
Me too. Ron Howard. I think he's fun. I know that he's known for hitting and missing, but when he hits so well. And when he misses like balanced. So it's fine. Yeah. Anyway. All right, Sarah, close us out. Take us out of here.
Thanks for watching Disney News Weekly. You can follow The Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk or on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. My name's Sarah, or Suze. You can find me on Twitter at SarahSterling_ or on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling. Thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah, I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie and on YouTube at Mr. Leo Zombie and on Twitter at Leo Zombie with no Mr. Easy.
And I'm Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold on to your butts.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.